Now, as the sweet imbecilities tumble so lavishly onto her lap.
Oh, Frederick, what a day it's been. An ending drama. While Petra's
now, there are two possibilities. A, I could ravish her. B, I could nap.
That grumpy old Miss Nordstrom from next door. Her sister's coming for a visit.
Say, it's the ravishment then we see. The option that follows, of course.
Do hope I'm imperious enough for the servants. I try to be, but half the time I think
A, the deployment of charm, or B, the adoption of physical force. Now B might arouse her, but if I assume my trip on my trouser, then crossing the room.
I can't tell you how boring it was.
Her hair getting tangled, her stays getting snapped. My nerves would be jangled, my energy sapped.
You should have seen Mrs. Erling in the fish.
Removing her clothing would take me all day, and her subsequent rolling would turn me away. Which eliminates B, and which leaves us with A.
Could you ever be jealous of me? Could you? Like the Moor of Venice.
Now, insofar as approaching it, what would be festive but have its effect?
Shall I learn Italian? I think it'd be amusing if the verbs aren't too irregular.
Now, there are two ways of broaching it. A, the suggestive, and B, the direct.
But in French is a much chicer language. Everyone says so.
Say that I settle on B, to wit, a charmingly lecherous mood.
I know you like my head this way, but on top of my head, like a siren.
A, I could put on my nightshirt or sit disarmingly B in the nude.
Oh, Frederick, you should have seen
that might be effective. My body's all right, but not in perspective and not in the light.
Poor Henrik, how comical.
I'm bound to be chilly and feel a buffoon, but nightshirts are silly in mid-afternoon. Which leaves the suggestive, but how to proceed? Although she gets restive, perhaps I could read.
He gave the coachman the
in view of her penchant for something romantic, dishonest, too trenchant, and Dickens too frantic, and stand all but ruin the plan of attack, as there isn't much blue in the red and the black.
De
Maupassant's candor would cause her dismay. The Brontes are grander, but not very gay. Her taste is much blander, I'm sorry to say, but as Hans Christian Andersen ever escaped, which eliminates it.
A pretty lady. Wasn't that
now, with my mental facilities partially muddied and ready to snap.
I'm sure about the bracelet, but earrings. Oh, which earrings?
Now, though there are possibilities still to be studied, I might as well nap.
Oh, the diamonds are agony.
Bow, though I must to adjust my original plan.
I just know she wears the most glamorous gown.
I sleep half as deep as I usually can.
Distinguished old Frederick.
When now I still want and or love you, now as always, now
Henrik, dear, don't you have anything less gloomy to practice?
It isn't gloomy. It's profound.
Well, can't you be profound later?
Later. When is later? All you ever hear is later, Henrik. Henrik, later. Yes, we know, Henrik, oh, Henrik, everyone agrees. Henrik, please, Henrik, you have a thought, you're fairly bursting with a personal discovery or problem, and it's, what's your rush? Henrik, shush, Henrik, goodness, how you gush, Henrik, hush, and for God. Lawyer's son, the one who mumbles, short and boring. Yes, he's hardly worth ignoring, and who cares if he's all damned? I beg your pardon, up inside, as I've often stated. It's intolerable being tolerated. Reassure Henrik, poor Henrik, Henrik, you'll endure being pure Henrik. Though I've been born, I've never been. How can I wait around for later? I'll be 90 on my deathbed, and the late, or rather later, Henrik Egerman. Doesn't anything begin?
Desert.